Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
This is Dr. Jim here. Headlines say that pneumococcal vaccine is associated with a 50% lower risk of heart attacks. Now, that's great news. That caught my attention. But the question is it true? Well, we don't really know, not from this study anyway. The study they're quoting looked at people who had had pneumococcal vaccine. That's the vaccine against pneumonia. And this was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. What they found was that when they looked at a group of patients, the group that did not have a heart attack were 50% more likely to have had a pneumococcal vaccine. So what that shows is pneumococcal vaccine does seem to be associated with a lower risk for heart attack, but it does not show what the headlines are saying, which is that you drop your risk of heart attack by 50% just by getting a pneumococcal vaccine. Again, that may be true, but that's not what this study shows. Interesting, because again, the media has gotten this completely wrong. The headlines they are running with, I mean, I saw that headline, I was excited. This is incredible. You reduce your risk of heart attack, cut it in half by getting a pneumococcal vaccine. You know, it makes sense. Many studies have already shown that the flu vaccine already reduces your risk of heart attack. And you wonder, why is this? Upper respiratory infections are associated with increased risk for heart attack. And let's explain why that happens. A heart attack is a blockage in the coronary artery. And that happens when you have a buildup of plaque in the wall of the coronary artery. Now, the problem is people have a buildup over years and years. And what we really don't understand is what makes that plaque or that irregular bump in the artery suddenly rupture, exposing the rough edges underneath and attracting platelets that clot and form a big blood clot blocking off the artery. That's what happens in a heart attack. We don't really know what initiates that event, and we have seen that inflammatory processes do this. We know that the flu seems to increase this inflammatory response. Now, for pneumococcal infections, they've hypothesized that the antibodies we form to the pneumonia bacteria called pneumococcus will actually attack the LDH cholesterols that are in the wall of that plaque. So this study comes in, and they look at people who have had heart attacks. They looked at an in-hospital population. They followed them. They had to have at least one risk factor for heart disease. And they found about 1,000 cases of people who had heart attacks that met that criteria. Then they look for controls where they try and match them with equal risks and equal issues related to heart disease. Now, it doesn't look like they did that great of a job, because the truth is the people that had heart attacks were 3 times more likely to have emphysema, so not an exact match. They were 3 times more likely to have renal failure. They were 3 times more likely to have diabetes. And we know diabetes is a risk factor for heart disease. Emphysema is an indicator that maybe somebody smoked, and that's a risk factor for heart disease. So this study's not perfect, and the headlines kind of gloss over that fact. It does make a lot of good sense, though, and we know that pneumococcal vaccines work, so there's a lot of good reason to get it, including the possibility that it may reduce your risk for heart attack. But again, this study is a good first step. It really doesn't answer the question. And this is why people end up so confused afterwards when conflicting studies come out, because if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty, dirty details of these studies, they're not as clean as the press would make you believe. When they do case-controlled studies, they're looking for cases that are similar to use as a control that did not have the outcome that they're trying to check for. So they just look for patients that are in the hospital, similar situations, but did not have a heart attack. The problem is, when you're looking for somebody who had a pneumonia vaccine, the problem is that they may be healthier people. They call that the healthy user bias. The problem is, people who use the system, get the vaccine, they're more likely to be healthy people because possibly they have better access to healthcare, they have healthier lifestyles, they control risk factors for heart disease better. So again, this is another what we call confounding variable in this study. We don't really know. But yet, we've established that inflammation has a critical role in acute coronary artery closure, which leads to a heart attack. We know that statins are a good way to control that. There's even a study that shows that statins reduce your risk of getting influenza. So, I mean, it's amazing. These statin drugs seem to have multi-purpose. They seem to be good for everything. So the bottom line is, if you want to reduce your risk for heart attack, you really should focus more on risk factors. Treating high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. Avoid smoking. You can't pick your parents, so the genes are there to stay. And in people who are at higher risk, they really should consider using the lipid-lowering drugs called statins, and definitely an aspirin, because aspirin is both anti-inflammatory, and so it would stop that inflammatory process. It also is antiplatelet, so if there is a plaque rupture in the artery, it stops those platelets from clumping and avoids a full-blown heart attack. So sorry I couldn't give you a clean kill on this study. It's a very interesting study, and it does promote the idea that reducing your risk for infectious processes reduces your risk of heart attack. So you want to do that. Get your flu vaccine. Get your Pneumovax vaccine. Make sure you have good dental hygiene, because again, dental infections have been shown to increase your risk for heart attack. In general, all these inflammatory processes, you want to avoid them if at all possible. So get those things, but also continue to pay attention to risk factors for heart attack and do everything you can to lower your risk. Till next time, take care.